Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. What does it mean when we say, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come"?
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship." And now that's why we sing, "Joy to the world."
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Heavenly Father, thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son, whose birth we gladly celebrate. And we praise you for the work that you have done and the plan of salvation. We celebrate what it means to us that the Lord is come. Our relationship with you is not dependent upon works that we have done, but by your grace we are saved. Yes, we may be blessed with gifts this season. And yes, we're happy about the peace that you give us and the joy of this special time of the year. But it is all because of Jesus Christ. He indeed is the reason of the season. Help us to keep our focus not on the babe in the manger, but on the Almighty God, who is the peacemaker. In you alone abides true peace. You alone are our salvation. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. We celebrate your love. God, please direct our thoughts during this time as we praise and worship you. Amen.
We'll be right back.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul. Oh, light and life to all he brings, raised with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. You're also able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, but if something comes up that you missed the program on your station, all of our programs are available to you all week long at calltoworship.us. And you'll find a playlist of the songs, the album, and artist information there as well. The scripture passages for each broadcast are also there for you online at calltoworship.us.
Angels from the realm of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear, suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship. Oh,
Thank you for joining us today for our call to worship as we celebrate the fact that the Lord is come. Joy to the world! The Lord is come! For those of us who have received Him as our Savior and King, we can't imagine life without Him. And we don't want to even imagine what our lives would be like if He had not come. And for you who have not yet recognized your sin and believed in Christ, accepting God's gift of salvation through His Son Jesus, then you're missing out. Living without the benefits offered to you because the Lord did come and He did it all for you. Please think on these things as we look at Scripture describing the fact that Jesus Christ has come. Beginning with Matthew chapter 18, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish." Luke 19, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. When Lazarus had died, when Jesus came to that town, he said to Martha, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come. The prophet foretold that the Lord would come, Isaiah 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. And then this historical fact, our Savior, the Lord, is come. Luke chapter 2. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. One of my favorite Christmas stories I can remember my mother reading to us as children is found in a book called Christ and the Fine Arts by Cynthia Pearl Moss. The story is If He Had Not Come by Nan F. Weeks. Even as a child, it broke my heart to imagine what it would be like if Christ had not come. Praise God, by His grace, we will never see our world without Him. Joy to the world! The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. years went by, we learned more about gifts and giving of ourselves and what that means. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying in the rain because of love, because of
Lord. sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as together we've been reminded of what we have because the Lord is come. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. We invite you to visit our website, calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. Now, until we answer the call to worship once again, it's time to praise God and to celebrate. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus is the King, born for you and me.